All right, fair enough. Buffalo just got a touchdown pass from Josh Allen to Ty Johnson, so they have pushed their lead, pending the extra point, to 19-7 over Denver. They
might go for two. See if it stands, the touchdown. They're going to review this.
Yeah, he was in the back of the end zone. We've got more questions for these guys coming up. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Lanes on 20 is the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind this winter. Enjoy the thrill of pins crashing with daily open bowling specials and leagues great for all ages.
Yes!
Planning a birthday party? The Lanes on 20 provides the perfect setup. After striking up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for great burgers and fantastic food and drink specials as you watch a ball game or a bowl game. And don't forget the Friday fish fry, your satisfying end-of-week tradition. The fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Action! When I grew up, I wanted to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Packers preview, playoff edition. Packers at Philadelphia, kickoff about 90 minutes away, and we continue with After Further Review, brought to you by Network Health, along with James Jones and Mike Keller. I'm Dennis Crosby. We've got Wes Hotgoods of Packers.com and the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth in Philadelphia. And Mike, can you analyze what you've seen in Jeff Hafley's defense this season?
But they have improved in every category that you want them to improve in. They're essentially a top 10 defense in all the measurables. And most importantly there, they're best against the rush that they've been in essentially Matt LaFleur's tenure in Green Bay. So their rush defense has been fantastic. It'll get tested today with Saquon Barkley, higher than it might be in, against any other team in the playoffs. But Jeff Hafley's defense has been fantastic. Take away the last play from scrimmage a week ago. They've been fantastic. They're better in all categories, and they're doing it without Jair Alexander, who is obviously their best cover corner.
One of the things, Wes, that I know Jeff Hafley wanted to stress was takeaways. Well, they have 31, so they've done a good job there.
Yeah, in all facets, just the buy-in that there's been with this group and his defense this season. And, you know, there's still a lot of transition that happened over the course of this thing, but guys stuck with the process. You were talking about Rashawn Gary a little bit earlier, and certainly 7.5 sacks. Everybody wants to see that a little bit higher. I'm sure Rashawn does too. But he had his best season against the run, head and shoulders. I mean, the way he's setting the edge now, it reminds me a lot of what Preston was doing in his prime here. And seeing, you know, guys like Kenny Clark, who have played in one system for so long, and now he's in this thing, and the guys up front being able to make them, I think it was 4 yards per carry or less. This is the first time they've done that since 2009. I mean, it just shows you what they can do overall when everybody's kind of rowing in the same direction and being able to overcome some injuries along the way. When you mentioned the 31 takeaways, Xavier McKinney jumps out at that, but then you look at all the other guys that have attributed to that, linebackers, defensive linemen, you know, Ja having the 2 picks earlier this season. It's been all across the board, and when you're looking at good, solid defenses, yes, you need your top playmakers, but you also need some of those Keyshawn Nixon types, too, that are giving you some really good snaps.
James, the question was, can you analyze what you've seen in Jeff Hafley's defense this season?
I've seen a really good defense that needs to get more pressure. That's what I've seen. I've seen a really good defense that we need to create more pressure on getting after the quarterback, man. We do not create enough pressure, especially rushing for getting after the passer. But you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. You're taking the ball away. You're giving up 19 points a game. That's a really good defense. If we give up 19 points today, we should win this football game, and we should win this football game easily. So I'm like what I'm seeing from the defense, but if I had to pick and be a little bit petty, it would be we need to get after the pad. We need to get some consistent pressure on that quarterback.
So they reviewed the touchdown in Orchard Park, and the Buffalo Bills touchdown stood, right?
By the way, that came on a 4th-and-1 from the 25-yard line, and Josh Allen bought a ton of extra time, and it hit Ty Johnson in the very back of the end zone. It's a ridiculous throw and catch, and that he stayed in bounds. They then went for 2. They've scored 21 straight after trailing Denver 7-0, lead 21-7 last couple of minutes of the third quarter.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. Mike, what are your thoughts on the coaching matchup in this game today? Matt LaFleur against Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni is he has the best winning percentage of an active head coach in the NFL. In his 4 years to date now, he is 48-20 in the regular season. That's a .706 winning percentage. By the way, Matt LaFleur is second on that list with a .670 winning percentage, winning 67 of his first 100 games. I think it's a great matchup. I think Vic Fangio, obviously, with his 25 years of defensive coordinator experience, has been really good. I talked with the pregame host on the Philadelphia Eagles radio network, Joe Giglio, earlier this week. Nick Sirianni was not popular. Well, I don't think this is a revelation. He's not exceedingly popular with the fan base in Philadelphia. But all he has done is win. He's been in a Super Bowl, didn't win it, and he's had a very good but rocky run so far in Philadelphia.
You know, and Wes, to piggyback off what Mike just said, that, to me, underscores again why the Packers need to start fast and jump out to a lead and turn what can be a hostile Philadelphia crowd on the Eagles.
I NFL coaches get paid a lot of money to get criticized and everything like that. I love the fact that Sirianni's off to the start that he's had, but yet that's the reaction from the fan base, because ultimately it is about winning Super Bowls. But I mean, when you look at a guy putting in a program and what they were able to do and how quickly they rejuvenated this thing, I mean, it's just too funny sometimes how we look at these aspects of it. But hey, listen, this is a great football team, and I can't wait to watch it. I love Vic Fangio, obviously a disciple of Dom Capers. I think Sirianni bringing him in has made a huge difference. That's really the biggest chess match I want to watch, is the Fangio Matt LaFleur thing. But as you said, Dennis, it is about that first 15 minutes. And if you can get off to a fast start, that is where you start to wonder what the fans at Lincoln Financial, what they're going to be like, what their response is going to be, especially if, you know, Philadelphia can't match that in the early going.
The other thing, James, is Kellen Moore, former Cowboys offensive coordinator, is now the Eagles offensive coordinator, and I know the Saints have shown some interest in him for head coach. So it seems to me, and I'm not a big Nick Sirianni fan, I'm just being real honest with you, but I think he seems to be maturing and delegating more.
I would be lying if I said I was a big fan too. Number one, you know, he just comes off a little, you know, on the cocky side of it, like he's just like that, and he's not a Super Bowl winning coach. Number two, he doesn't do anything, and what I mean by that is I'm not saying he's a bad coach by any means. I mean, the dude knows how to win. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is he don't call defense. You know, he's not the offensive play caller. You know what I mean? So he really, you know what I mean? He's managing a team, you know what I'm saying, that really, in my humble opinion, doesn't have a lot of input. But kudos to the Philadelphia Eagles and this organization for putting together great rosters year after year after year, giving these teams a chance to compete. And that's what we're seeing. But to be honest with you guys, there's a lot of head coaches that I would take over him, you know, in the National Football League. I would.
Yeah. Final question, Mike. Who do you like in the Vikings-Rams game tomorrow night, now being played in Arizona?
Yeah, now, I like the Rams earlier this week, but with everything that's going on with the Los Angeles and watching how the Chargers played last night, I can't help but think that the distraction that has been, and I mean a distraction to the football players, not a distraction in life, because what's going on in L.A. is just horrendous. But I have to believe that focus is an issue. I thought the L.A. Rams could beat Minnesota tomorrow night. I would switch my pick right now, and I would pick Minnesota to win just because of what L.A. has gone through this week.
Wes?
Yeah, and I agree with what Mike said there, and even Matt LaFleur talked this week about his brother Mike, for a time was actually evacuated from his house, was allowed to go back because, you know, it ended up being a safe situation. But this is real life, man. I mean, it will affect you. Like, and you have families, people displaced. I mean, obviously the workers, the coaches, there's so much that goes into that, and then obviously having to uproot your whole football team and sending them down to Arizona and losing a potential home field advantage. I don't know what that crowd ultimately is going to be like. I think the Staffords were actually putting together some buses and things to get people moving down there to be able to watch the game. But listen, I really like Minnesota. I think they're a very complete team. They're a very veteran team. And my personal belief is next week, three NFC North teams are going to be playing the divisional round. And I was on the fence in that matchup to begin with. But now after everything that's happened, I think I'm definitely tilting towards Minnesota's favor.
James?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Rams have the better quarterback, but Minnesota has the better team. And even with this game being in Los Angeles before, you know, all the stuff that's transpired, and prayers up to all those families and everybody going through that, because you guys know I'm in L.A. Monday through Friday as well, too. So I had to make sure I kept my antennas up and, you know, got a couple, you know, alerts that it's time to evacuate and all that type of stuff. So prayers up to all the people out there in Los Angeles. But I believe Minnesota's the better football team, offensively and defensively, and they've been the most consistent football team out of these two teams all year long. Even in L.A., it was going to be a lot of purple. It's going to be a lot of purple in Arizona. But I just like the Vikings. I think they're a better football team, really good football team, quarterback playing solid. I like them.
Wes Hodkowitz of Packers.com, thanks very much. We'll talk to you. I'm going to be optimistic here. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in Detroit.
I like that.
Here we go.
Game Day Inactives are presented by Ascension Wisconsin. When it comes to healthcare, we all need a winning strategy. The best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. Schedule now at ascension.org/WisconsinCare. Mike?
Well, because the Packers signed Sean Clifford to the active roster, made that move yesterday, they essentially only have to make four players ineligible or inactive today. One of those was going to be Christian Watson, so we knew then it was only going to be three. Zane Anderson is not active. Andre Dillard and Ben Sims not active. So what that means is that T.J. Slayton, Quay Walker, Evan Williams, and Brenton Cox are all active today. That's significant. Just keep this in mind on Sean Clifford. He is active only as the emergency third quarterback, but he will be in uniform and could be employed in that circumstance.
Good clarification. Thank you, Mike. After further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. We'll continue with Packers Preview. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
I am so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, now with the timeless wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. For 57 years, Paul Harvey was a trusted voice on WRJN. Then in the 70s, he introduced the rest of the story. Inside stories full of wit, wisdom, and a little twist and quirkiness throughout the stories. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:35 and afternoons at 12:05 on WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Playoff action, the Packers at Philadelphia. This is Packers Preview. Along with James Jones and Mike Keller, I'm Dennis Krause. And James, I want to talk a little bit before we get to the players to watch about the Eagles' defense. Vic Fangio, the coordinator there. And let's start with Zach Bond. I mean, this guy from Brown Deer and UW forced five fumbles this past season. He's really made a difference inside linebacker at their position.
Yeah, Dennis, you're talking about defensive player of the year, man. In my humble opinion, one of the strong favorites to win defensive player of the year on the best defense in football. I mean, the young fella just, man, he's been a heck of an off-the-ball linebacker, man, this year. Just playing real instinctive, making plays, like you say, causing turnovers, but just a sure tackler, a big-time player in that defense, man, especially.
Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And Mike, the Bills have really cut that open.
Yeah, now a blowout in Buffalo. Buffalo up 28-7 in that game. So just know this, obviously. If Buffalo goes ahead and wins, they will be home against Baltimore. What a great divisional round matchup next weekend in Buffalo. That Baltimore would travel and take on Kelly and the Buffalo Bills as one of the two divisional round matchups next week.
55-yard touchdown pass from Allen to Samuel, the most recent touchdown. So it looks like Bo Nix is not going to win, which will hold this stat still. Russell Wilson, the last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game.
So file that away. So, yeah. James, as we continue our discussion about the Eagles' defense, in December they held opponents to about 18 points per game. They have Carter on the defensive line. In addition to Bond at linebacker, they have Josh Sweat. As far as corners, they have Darius Slay and Mitchell, the rookie who's played well for them. And they also have, in the secondary, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, who they took in the second round. They were second in scoring defense, just under 18 points per game. First in yards allowed, about 278 yards per game.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're talking about a big-time challenge today, Dennis. And we knew that. We knew coming into this game that they give up 17, 18 points per game. You got Big Carter in the middle of that defense that can stop the run and get after the passer. They have a really good defense, really good playmakers on the defense. But not only that, when you watch this defense, and I told you earlier in the show with Vic Fangio, it's not a lot. It's a couple different coverages, and we are going to play with our hair on fire really, really fast and know exactly what we're doing. So offensively, we got to know exactly what we're doing, or it can be a long day. But we will know exactly what we're doing, I truly, truly believe, because we knew week one what we were doing. I think it's going to be a really good football game. But this defense is not nothing to play with, and if we do not start fast, we can be in trouble early.
Mike, a day like today where the stakes are high, you're on the road, having such a young team, does that work in your favor or against you?
Depends on how Jordan Love plays, you know, and if you get off to a decent start, I would wonder on the young side, especially since they're 0-5 against Philadelphia, Detroit, Minnesota this year, the three teams above them in the NFC standings, that there might be a confidence question. James can better speak to that than I can, but I would think young teams may be more susceptible to that moment of confidence if you were to fall behind early in this one. But I'll tell you what, if you get a little momentum in this game, that young sideline will invigorate. There's only one team younger to be in the playoffs. You brought it up earlier. That was last year's Packers team. So, and they had no issue in that opening round game a year ago in Dallas. So maybe we find that mojo.
And I know, James, there's pressure on everybody in the playoffs. I mean, that's a given. But there is an awful lot of pressure on the home team to advance today.
100%. The home team's expected to win. The home team is labeled the better football team, labeled the better defense, labeled the better playmakers. So all the pressure's on them. To be honest with you, man, when you're a young football team, you don't know. You don't know the magnitude of the game. You don't really know. And I think we handled both games last year really, really well. I thought we went up to the Niners and we played them really, really tough as well too. And that game came down, you know, to the wire and our young quarterback making a mistake at the end. But I felt like both of those games we handled it really, really well with a young team. And I think we'll do that out here today. You know, football is football. I don't really necessarily like to get in there to the, oh, experience factor and all that. No, we have a really good quarterback, a better quarterback, in my humble opinion, Jalen Hurts is, and Jordan Love. Playoff is about that quarterback. Go out there and be the best quarterback on the football field today, and your team will have a chance to win, I promise you that.
Homecoming for Brandon McManus, the Packers kicker, born in Philadelphia, went to North Penn High School and played collegiately at Temple. We talked about Zach Bond already. Former Packer Oren Burks is an Eagles linebacker. And Xavier McKinney and Saquon Barkley were teammates with the New York Giants, obviously. I don't know how they let both those guys go, but they did through free agency. Today's Players to Watch, presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Dear Winter, Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's saying something. Toyota, let's go places. Mike?
A simple answer for me, and that's Jordan Love. If number 10 plays a game like he's capable of, not necessarily like we've seen this season. I don't know that he's got that go-to resume-building game from this year, but he certainly had a bunch of them last year, including in Dallas in this very weekend of the NFL playoffs. Player to watch, Jordan Love. If he has a day, Packers are going to win this game and go to Detroit.
James?
Very simple, Mike, huh? Very, very simple.
Yeah. Yes.
And I agree.
Yes.
I agree. Quarterbacks win playoff games. You watching Josh Allen right now be the best player on the football field. Quarterbacks win playoff games. I don't really care about your defense. I don't really care about who's around you. You make everybody around you better. Quarterback wins playoff games. If our quarterback is better than their quarterback today, we're going to win this playoff game. If he's average like their quarterback out here today, we're going to lose this football game. So our quarterback has to play better than theirs, and he is way more capable of doing that today.
I don't argue with anything you guys have said because obviously you know. I just want to throw a couple other names out there just to talk about. Mike, I'll start with you. Jaden Reed in the first meeting, 171 yards from scrimmage. He by his own admission in the locker room after the Bears game said, I have not been playing well. He needs to be, I think, a big factor today.
Oh, without question, and so does Romeo Doubs. I mean, that group of Packers wide receivers collectively – they have to have themselves a day along with Tucker Kraft at the tight end position. Starts with who's throwing them the ball. I don't disagree at all. But, you know, there was a fourth down drop from Jaden Reed that we're talking about a couple weeks ago. You've got to make these plays. The Packers are among maybe the league leader in drops this year. Not today. If you're going to win, the quarterback's got to be special. And your receivers cannot allow a catchable ball to hit the turf. James Jones can speak to that. If you're a receiver today, you've got to be your quarterback's best friend, making catches, making 50-50 catches, and not dropping the easy ones.
Yeah, I think James has a great perspective on this because he went through the ups and downs of it. And I wonder, James, listening to what Jaden Reed had to say, for example, how much of this as a receiver is mental and confidence?
Oh, and as a receiver, when you go through a slump to where you drop a ball or you drop a ball or two, you know, it starts to sneak in your head mentally. Like, am I capable of, you know, catching the football and all that type of stuff? And it's like, man, I know how to catch the football. I've been catching the football since I was 8 years old. You know, so it will sneak up on you like that. Jaden Reed is a hell of a football player. Jaden Reed is going to be just fine. I always tell you guys, man, one thing that always stuck with me is when Donald Driver told me, man, if you watch me play long enough, you'll see me drop another one. That is the name of the receiver position. You want to catch them all, but you are not. And you got to understand, you got drafted, and you're a really good player in the National Football League because you know how to catch a football. And you might not catch them all, but you know how to dang catch. So don't ever lose that confidence.
You know, you guys both mentioned Jordan Love, and I can't argue with that. I mean, he touches the ball in every offensive play. Another guy I think looms really large, Mike, today is Josh Jacobs. And I have said before, and this is overly simplistic, but I think whoever rushes for more yards between Jacobs and Barkley, that team wins the game today.
Yeah, I talked about that as one of the keys on my statewide show earlier this week. That Josh Jacobs needs to outrush Saquon Barkley today. Two things that go into that. One, if you play from in front, Philadelphia might have to go to throw the ball a little bit more.
Right.
And two, if you establish that, I don't know that Josh Jacobs isn't every bit the running back that Saquon Barkley is, minus some of the explosive that Barkley has. Because Barkley can turn 8 into 80 in a heartbeat, a little bit less of that from Josh Jacobs. But Josh can absolutely outrush Saquon Barkley today. And if he does, and the quarterback has his game, Packers are going to be going to Detroit. There are some elements in play there, but that's one of them.
I can't disagree with a lot of what you said there, Mike, but I would think, James, too, that one of the reasons we've heard a lot about Saquon Barkley, and I'm not saying he's not great. He rushed for over 2,000 yards this season. But it helps him to have played in New York and now Philadelphia because the East Coast media centers focus on those guys.
No question. But before I answer that question, I just want to get to Josh Jacobs. I am in Philadelphia right now, and I am doing the show from a suite that I don't even know whose suite I'm in, to be honest with you, fellas. But the people are cool up here, and they let me do the show from here. Last night, I was walking down the cold streets of Philadelphia, and I ran into a guy. I'm not going to say what time it was, but he just looked like he was walking. He just looked like he was walking on a mission, and his name was Josh Jacobs. And I said, you all right? He said, man, I'm so ready. He said, I had to walk and get out of the room. He said, and I just had to come, clear my thoughts. He said, because it's going all through me tomorrow. That's what he told me. He said, it's going to be a heavy dose of number 8 tomorrow. And I said, you ready? And he said, bro, I can't believe it. So today, I'm expecting a heavy dose of Josh Jacobs. I think he knows who's on the other sideline. I think he wants to show people that, hey, man, he's good, but I'm good too. And I think that is what he is ready to prove out here today, and I believe he will prove it. But I agree. Saquon Barkley coming out here to Philadelphia and it being a bigger market than Green Bay and him having the year he's having, a lot of attention. But him and Josh Jacobs, man, they are in the same club when you talk about running.
And now you know the real inspiration for Bruce Springsteen and the streets of Philadelphia. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/Wisconsin Care.
There's something about a fresh haircut from the friendly, skilled stylists at Great Clips that just makes life, well, greater. The sun shines brighter. Your step feels springier. Even your jokes are funnier. And the best part? When you use Great Clips online check-in, you can get in for a haircut without having to rearrange your day or your budget. Download the app today and start feeling that much greater in just a few taps. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Hey fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Ready for a win? Well, it's your year. At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in free play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games and you might take the stage in the It's Your Year game show. 25 winners each Thursday. There's $300,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs this January. Yeah, we think it's your year. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old to play.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview. Playoffs today, Packers at Philadelphia, and this will be the fourth time that the Packers will face the Eagles in the playoffs. The first postseason encounter was in the 1960 NFL Championship game at Old Franklin Field in Philadelphia. Here's Brian Posick.
It was the day after Christmas, 1960, a chilly Monday afternoon. The Eagles, led by MVP quarterback Norm Van Brocklin, won the Eastern Conference with a 10-2 record. The Packers, with Vince Lombardi in his second season as head coach, won the West at 8-4. The Packers forced two early turnovers deep in Eagles territory, but managed only 3 points. Paul Hornung's second field goal gave Green Bay a 6-0 lead early in the second quarter, but then Philadelphia struck quickly. Van Brocklin connected with Tommy McDonald for 22 yards and again for a 35-yard touchdown, and the Eagles were up 7-6. They added a field goal before Hornung missed a 13-yard attempt just before the half, and Green Bay trailed 10-6. Hornung injured his shoulder early in the third quarter and could only kick, leaving the Packers shorthanded. Late in the third, still trailing 10-6, Max McGee went into punt formation on the Green Bay 20 when broadcaster Blaine Walsh asked for a quick break during the radio broadcast on NBC.
Let's pause. Station identification. Signs at the 20, the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, up to the Eagle 45-yard line. Max McGee back in punt formation, standing inside the 10, took the ball, waited for a moment and ran right straight upfield.
catching the Eagles off guard, McGee's fake punt put the Packers in business. Early fourth quarter on the same drive, they regained the lead.
Packers out of the huddle now. Second down and seven. At the Eagles 7 yard line. Start under the center. Calls out the signals, takes the ball, looks for a receiver, throws one complete to McGee in the end zone for a touchdown for Green Bay. The Packers just took the lead. A 7 yard scoring pass from Bart Starr to the left end. Max McGee sliding in from his left end spot. Packers go out in front by a score of 12-10.
But on the ensuing kickoff, Ted Dean ran 58 yards to the Green Bay 39. Dean later scored from 5 yards out, and Philadelphia was back on top 17-13. The two teams then exchanged a fumble and three punts before the Packers got one last chance to win it with 1:05 to play. They drove to the Eagles 22 with 20 seconds left, but they were out of timeouts.
Clock continues to run. 10 seconds. Packers have time maybe for one more play. Starr takes the ball and drops back to pass. He looks. He throws one. It's complete. Down to the 15, to the 10, and he drives to the 9. And the ball game is over. And now the Eagles jumping up and down, a happy bunch. The world champions defeat the Green Bay Packers 17-13, and the Eagles are carrying Buckshaw off the field.
Chuck Bednarik made the final tackle that stopped Jim Taylor and gave Philadelphia the 1960 NFL championship. Bednarik played 58 minutes on both offense and defense, while Van Brocklin was named the game's MVP. The loss that day in Philadelphia was the only playoff loss in Vince Lombardi's head coaching career. A year later, the Packers began their dynasty with 5 NFL championships in 7 seasons. I'm Brian Posick on the Packers Radio Network.
That was also the last game as a player for Norm Van Brocklin. He left to become the head coach of the expansion Minnesota Vikings at that time. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Dear football fans, Toyota's leading the drive to victory. The Corolla and all-hybrid Camry make big plays with style and efficiency. RAV4 is a versatile game changer. Highlander's got room for your whole squad. And the rugged Tacoma and Tundra control the line of scrimmage. They've all got available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, too. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor, and it can do it all.
They'll hate all day.
See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Shift like a race car. Steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out CaseIH.com.
We continue with after the Packers preview show. Packers getting ready to face the Eagles in Philadelphia in the playoffs. Packers with a couple of consultants, Luke Getsy came on board, and Robert Saleh, who is going to interview for both the Raiders and the Jacksonville head coaching jobs. And there's reports out there that The 49ers want him back as defensive coordinator, so if he doesn't get a head coaching job, he could be headed back to San Francisco.
How did your interview with the Chicago Bears go? I mean, they've interviewed everybody. I assume that you were
I'm
in
still
yesterday.
Waiting. I okay. was perhaps the only person in North America to not interview.
Right, yes. Well, there's going to be a lot of moves, and now we see the first of those shoes to drop earlier today with Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. There are going to be a number of moves, and we're waiting on the calendar. There's only 2 days on Mike McCarthy in right. Dallas. Exclusive negotiating rights will expire on Tuesday for Mac in Dallas. We assume that he's staying there as they denied him permission to speak with the Chicago Bears. But these are all really interesting, including what will happen in Pittsburgh now that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers bowed out yesterday because there's a drumbeat there for his position.
You know, you brought up a couple of interesting points there. And, James, I'd like to bring you into this. You know, Mike Vrabel, the reports are, yes, he's going to be the Patriots head coach. He's in their Hall of Fame as a player. So it's kind of a homecoming for him. But Mike brought up the situation with Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. Look, he's never had a losing record there. He's won a Super Bowl, but it's been a while. And they've been getting bounced in the playoffs one and done many times, including last night against the Baltimore Ravens. If you're Pittsburgh, what do you do with Mike Tomlin?
Time to go.
Really?
Time to move on. And it's not necessarily fire Mike Tomlin, but it's maybe you trade him. Maybe it's another organization that wants him that needs a fresh start. Man, the way that game looked last night from the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, it didn't even look like they was ready to compete for next year and the year after that. And we know that they have good players, but even just down the stretch, man, you talk about the Steelers being built on defense, right? Through this 5-game losing streak, you've been giving up 28 points plus a game. You know what I'm saying? There is not a quarterback that's going to change your franchise this year in this draft. It's not Cam Ward. It's not Shador. You're not probably going to even have an opportunity to get them. So you're still going to go out there with a Russell Wilson next year, a Justin Fields next year, whoever you want your quarterback to be. But I just feel like Mike Tomlin needs to take the Andy Reid route. And I know Andy Reid last year, he was 4-12 and they fired him. But I think a fresh start would be big for him and the Pittsburgh Steelers, in my humble opinion.
It's interesting you say that. You know, James, because you're close with them, I'll throw this to you. One of the names that's been bandied about because they're mutual admirers, Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, is that Aaron Rodgers would play in Pittsburgh next year.
I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think that's the only person that can really – no, I'm serious. I think that's the only person that can help them get to where they're trying to go. You know what I mean? Even for this to be such a bad year for Aaron Rodgers and him being so bad and all that, he had the same stats as a lot of these quarterbacks that people say are good.
Right.
The only thing that he didn't have is the wins, you know. But when you watch Aaron Rodgers play football this year, you cannot tell me he cannot play football at a high level still. You know what I mean? And if you could get Aaron Rodgers over there to a Steelers team, you know, that is built on defense, they might have a shot. But, you know, like I said, down the stretch, this defense didn't look good either.
Mike, and I'd like both of you to weigh in on this, but I'll start with you, Mike. There are some that say, and especially now with Vrabel taking the Patriots job, that the Bears job is the best one out there because Caleb Williams is in place. They have a decent defense, great fan base. What do you think of that?
Well, I wonder what the front office is. If I'm the head coach there or thinking about taking that job, I want to know what's happening with Ryan Poles. Is he on a one-year deal? Is he walking the plank right now as a GM? That's what I'm unaware of in Chicago. As far as if I'm considering that job, I agree with you on personnel at skill positions, and their defense is pretty good. But they're weak in some other areas, in particular on the offensive line, where you're going to have to be good for 18, their quarterback, to have success. And I don't know what the GM's doing. This is going to be a really interesting offseason because if we go back to Mike Tomlin, I think Mike Tomlin is a master motivator. I think he's a fantastic leader of men. But I totally agree with James. If there aren't other changes there, I think it's time for Mike Tomlin to see if he can't find the end of the rainbow in a different NFL city. Because he can get you there, but right now he can't get him over the top in Pittsburgh.
By the way, former Bears head coach Matt Eberflus is a candidate for the vacant Bengals defensive coordinator position. He's a Toledo native. My question was about the Bears job, James. Is it a good job or a bad job for a head coach?
I think it's a great job for a head coach, an offensive head coach, a Mike McCarthy type head coach, a Ben Johnson type head coach, one of those type head coaches that can get this young player to play really good football. Coach Mike has been with the Brett Favre, he's been with the Aaron Rodgers, he's been with the Dak Prescott, he's been with the with Cooper Rush. It's like he's shown you that
Joe Montana in Kansas
his
City.
System. Yeah, the Matt Flynn's, but I'm just saying in his system, he showed you that his quarterback can play well and he can develop some quarterbacks. You know, I think an offensive coach makes a lot of sense. They have good players on defense. You have a superstar quarterback, in my humble opinion. I think he's going to be legit. You know what I mean? And you have solid weapons around him right now. I think this is a good job. The only reason that I would say it's not a good job is because the Vikings, the Bears, and the Packers are all pretty doggone good, too. So your division is tough. But I think the Bears' job is a job that a lot of coaches should be looking at like, I can have a chance to win.
You know, kind of off of what James said there, I think, Mike, Jacksonville is a very good job. And because it's in a weak division, you've got an owner that will spend money. They've got a decent amount of talent. They have a young quarterback now. Is he a great quarterback? That remains to be seen. But I think that Jacksonville job is pretty alluring.
Yeah, I would think so as well, Dennis. And one of the – let me spin this back to the Green Bay view of it too. Green Bay looks like they're going to keep their coaching staff. There's been very little conversation of a Packers coach – one of the position coaches or coordinators being on somebody's list. That's a good thing. So Green Bay likely going to keep their core group of coaches in a consecutive season. That bodes well for Green Bay. Ultimately, Jacksonville has been not a winner for a very long time. I think Doug Peterson's a good coach, but he couldn't find his way home there. Those are questions I would have. If I'm going to go there, and I've seen other good coaches, guys that I think are good coaches, that haven't won there, I don't know how much I want to go to Jacksonville. I don't know if the fan base is enthused. I don't know if players think of Jacksonville as a quality destination. All of this is a bunch of curiosity. But in Green Bay, stability matters, and they're going to have it.
Well, this matters, Mike, with your huge salary. No state income tax. Keys to the game, brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com for the latest offerings on Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Mike?
Green Bay had 31 takeaways this year. They're going to have to add to that number by 2+ today. And I'm not talking about differential. I'm talking about 2 or more takeaways. And they had takeaways against Philadelphia in the opener. But to James's point earlier, they scored field goals off of that. So you got to do two things. You got to continue to take the ball away. You got to have numbers there. And then your third down conversion and red zone success cannot be field goals. You're going to have to make that pay today. I do remember a Mike Sherman-led game in Philadelphia that the Packers failed on a 4th-and-goal, then kicked a very short 4th-and-goal field goal. And that's a 4th-and-26 game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and 4th-and-26 has become a profanity in the state of Wisconsin. So please don't bring that up again. No, James?
Sorry.
Oh, man, it's only one key. It's only one key today, and that's win. No. it's a couple of them, but number one and the most important one is a fast start. You're on the road. A fast start helps with so much. A fast start helps with taking the ball out of Saquon Barkley's hands. A fast start starts with putting the ball in Justin Hurts' hands. A fast start starts with giving your players, the young players, confidence that we can beat these boys. A fast start gives your young quarterback, even though he's a really good quarterback, some confidence on the road and it's a really good team. So to me, the key to victory today is we have to start out fast. If we can jump up 10-0, if we can jump up 14-7, and we can settle down and have a fast start, I think we're going to be all right.
Under 5 minutes to go in Buffalo, the Bills up 28-7 on Denver. And Mike, I think James is right on the money. And I'm going to say something here, and I don't want people to take it the wrong way, but I'm just going to say it. I mean, if you get down 27-7 and then come back and lose 27-23, it doesn't mean anything. Okay? The team is way ahead, is playing soft. Oh, they made a great valiant. don't get in that big a hole because you're not going to win in Philadelphia.
And in both Minnesota games, that's what happened. And it happened in one of the games against Detroit. Oh, by the way, as you say that AFC score, that sets up Baltimore at Buffalo and Houston at Kansas City next week. That your AFC division round games are now set. We don't know days and times, but it will be Baltimore at Buffalo, a battle of MVPs. One of them's going to win it.
Yeah.
And Houston at Kansas City. Some would say that that gives Kansas City a bye into the AFC championship game. But Houston, the one that showed up yesterday, was pretty good.
Buffalo just kicked a field goal, so they're up 31-7 with 4:37 left. James, I want to give you a chance to respond to the whole if you dig a deep hole and make a comeback thought.
And if you dig a deep hole, ain't gonna be no comeback.
Right.
That's the bottom line. We're not talking about us playing the Chicago Bears Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the Philadelphia Eagles here. That you can say what you want to say about their quarterback, but he know how to win. You can say what you want to say about their coach, but he know how to win. You can say what you want to say about a lot of their players, but they know how to win football games, and that's what they've been doing since Nick Sirianni been here. So winning as many football games as they've won, I'm sure they ain't giving up big leads and losing some football games. So we cannot dig ourselves a hole, especially on the road.
The other thing, too, Mike, and this goes without saying, and that Philadelphia crowd becomes more of a factor if the Eagles have a big lead.
Yeah, they're quick turn. I mean, they're front runners, and if it starts going bad, they'll boo. I mean, and they'll boo, and it will be directed at their head coach. Because it's a guy, even though he's got that gaudy winning percentage, it's a guy that's not exceptionally popular there. And it is a crowd that can turn
A hurry. If they lose today, Sirianni gets fired. That's how I feel.
It might very well be the case. Yeah. And which would be extraordinary considering his winning percentage. However, I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
The Lanes on 20 is the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind this winter. Enjoy the thrill of pins crashing with daily open rolling specials and leagues great for all ages.
Yes!
Planning a birthday party? The Lanes on 20 provides the perfect setup. After striking up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for great burgers and fantastic food and drink specials as you watch a ball game or a bowl game. And don't forget the Friday fish fry, your satisfying end of week tradition. The fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull of people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The game we're brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Packers preview. Packers at Philadelphia in the playoffs. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. With James Jones and Mike Heller, I'm Dennis Crosby. And, you know, Mike, we haven't talked enough, in my opinion, and it's my fault, about special teams. I feel a lot better about the Packers kicking situation than I did last year, for example, going into the playoffs. However, a play like that punt return against the Bears, that just can't happen. It just can't happen.
No, it can't happen. I would think if there was going to be something special on special teams today, as far as any trickery, it would happen from Green Bay's side of it, as opposed to Philadelphia's. And I get what Rich Bisaccia said about it on Thursday. He said that was on him. They didn't cover that. It's a unique play in the NFL, and it was executed incredibly well by Chicago and not executed at all well by Green Bay in that moment of that play. It's just something we don't see very often. The Bears did it really well. We've seen special teams cost Packers playoff games. It can't happen today. This is a matchup you're going to have to win in basic play, and you cannot get beat on special teams.
So watching a little bit of that Buffalo game, and Damar Hamlin, who was the young man who was near death last year, let's see if they rule it an interception, but it appears he has an interception that game, which would just be the capper on a brilliant day for the Buffalo Bills as they're about to eliminate the Denver Broncos. But James, you know very well about the importance of special teams in a game like this.
No doubt. Special teams and defense, they travel. And I agree with any trickery on special teams today. I think that trickery should be up. Being able to create an extra possession or something like that. But that cannot happen, because one thing I do know, Dennis and Mike, this is a copycat league, and a copycat league is a team will try to try that. So we got to make sure our antennas for that, and we prepared for any and every situation today, because I promise you, we should not come out of this game saying that we weren't prepared for certain situations. Every box should be crossed in this game right here. And every eye should be dotted.
Sargento backs the pack and the community with Touchdowns for Hunger. For every Packers touchdown score this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Since 2002, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Packers. Interesting, Mike, as Buffalo is putting the finishing touches on that win over Denver. Buffalo and Baltimore played in the regular season. Baltimore, it was in Baltimore, and the Ravens won big.
Yeah, and I still think that Baltimore is the most complete team with the chance to beat Kansas City. Buffalo's offense is extraordinary, and when Kelly is playing, when he's playing at this level, or Josh Allen playing at this level, they're hard to beat. So, and it's in Buffalo. To me, part of the legacy of Lamar Jackson will rely on what happens next weekend when they play in Buffalo, because the only missing element of his resume is what he has done or not done in the postseason. He gets a win next weekend in Buffalo. Now we're talking about resume opportunity, because he'll play Mahomes in the AFC championship game.
Well, to Mike's point, James, Lamar Jackson entered yesterday's game 2-4 in the playoffs. Well, he got that win. He's now 3-4, obviously. He might get his third MVP this year. We don't know yet on that. But with the addition of Derrick Henry, and I, for the life of me, can't understand why the Tennessee Titans made that move. But anyway, you got Lamar, you've got Derrick Henry. I mean, they are loaded.
Definitely going to be a tough outing for the Buffalo Bills. And I think it's going to be a tough outing for the Baltimore Ravens, too, defensively. Man, Josh Allen presents a lot of problems. Lamar Jackson presents a lot of problems. This is going to be a heck of a football game, man, because people give James Cook enough respect, and we all know what Derrick brings. This is two great back and two really running back quarterback tandems. This heck of a football game. I think it'll definitely be different with it being in Buffalo this time, other than the last time when it was in Baltimore.
Let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID. This is the Packers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Packers preview, as we're now just about a little over half an hour away from the Packers playoff game at Philadelphia. And you know what that means, Mike? It means predictions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know everyone's waiting to find out, hey, what does Dennis Krause think about this game?
Yes, of course.
He is always wrong. I just want to see what he has to say. Look, I've been on the Packers bandwagon all year, and I'm not going to get off today. Do I think it's going to be difficult? Extremely. I think the Eagles are very talented, and they're at home. But I'm going with the Packers, 34-31.
You have the Packers.
I have the Packers, 34-31.
You know, by virtue of our picks on the set this year, the Packers would be 17-0 and ready,
You know, a big fan of the 1972 Miami Dolphins, and I like to pay them tribute however I can.
I'm gonna take Green Bay because I think it's a rule. But I'll take them 28-27. But here's something I have for you. I know how much you love stats. The Packers' explosive pass rate with Christian Watson and Jordan Love on the field at the same time was 18.5% this year. That would be number one in the NFL. With one of them off the field, and in particular that means Watson, that drops down to 11.6, which would be 25th in the league. Not only that, their explosive rush rate, 12 yards or more on the ground. When Watson and Love are on the field, 12.5%. That is also first in the NFL. When they're all, one of them's off the field, that drops down to 7.4, and that's 20th. The Christian Watson loss has to be overcome today. I don't know how you do it. You do it collectively. Your team is the one that's on the field, but that was the most significant play in last weekend's game against the Bears. A lot of people got hung up on what happened late. The Watson injury is significant. Green Bay, to overcome that today, it'll take a heck of an effort.
Do you have a prediction?
28-27 Green Bay.
You know, the thing of it is, James, too.
On that. We've been waiting on that, Mike.
I know.
Jair Alexander's absence is huge, too, because the Eagles have very talented wide receivers. But, James, the floor is yours.